One person who's working hard on a new biomedical application for synthetic biology is Imperial College's Jeff Baldwin. He's working on new ways to target cancer drugs specifically to tumours, leaving healthy cells unharmed, with the help of some specially constructed nanocages.
Normally when you take a drug, whether it's a tablet or it's injected, that drug disperses across your entire body. And that's why you have toxic effects from drugs where they are acting elsewhere than other than the site you want them to act. So the general proposition is, can we make drug action more specific by targeting that drug to the site where we want it to go in the body?
So, for example, if you have a cancer, to make it go to that cancer and not anywhere else?
Exactly so. So a lot of the problems associated with anti-cancer drugs is that they're very toxic. So they're very good at killing cancer cells, but the problem is they're also quite good at killing other cells in your body too. And that's why a lot of chemotherapy treatments for cancer have pretty nasty side effects. So our idea is to shield these drugs by encapsulating them in a nanostructure so that these drugs, once they're administered into your body, don't have the same toxic side effects.
So it's almost like smuggling them in to get them to just the right place.
Indeed, yeah. It's sort of a Trojan horse type affair where the nanocage targets them to the cell and we can direct those nanocages to specific cells. And then once they're at that site, then what we want them to do is to release that toxic cargo at the site where you want the treatment.
Surprise, it's a drug.
Yeah, indeed.
So how are you using the tools of synthetic biology to do this? How do you make these nanocages and trap the drug inside them?
What the approaches of synthetic biology have given us is a sort of a modular approach to biology. And by treating these nanocages as modular, reformable structures where we can take them apart and then kind of rationally put them back together.
Effectively like biological bricks.
Yeah, because we've developed quite a lot of foundational tools in synthetic biology around assembling DNA, we can actually use that to kind of recapitulate different modifications and different formulations of these nanocages very quickly. And that has made us able to refactor and refathom these nanocages and sample lots of different variations of them to pick out the ones that work best for our purposes, and we can do that kind of much more quickly and much more efficiently than we could previously.
And how do you make them? Is it the kind of approach where they're being made in bacteria or yeast? How do you actually manufacture these little cages?
Yeah, we just express them in bacteria. And so our nanocages are made of protein, so they're a natural proteinaceous material. In fact, we have, you know, we take these nanocages from a variety of sources. Some of them are naturally human proteins, but we can express them and purify them as individual proteins and then reform the nanocages from these purified proteins.
And how do they know where to go when they get into the body? How do they know to go to a particular tumour or to the site of a disease?
There are two ways that nanocages can be effective in terms of targeting. One of the ways that a number of people are exploiting in treatment of cancer cells with nanostructures is just that a lot of cancers have quite leaky vasculature.
That's the blood vessels that
feed
them.
The blood vessels, yeah. So these small nanostructures are able to, they actually naturally leak out of the blood vessels at the site of tumours, and they will have naturally an increased residence time at the site of many cancers within the body. That's not true of all cancers, but it's certainly true of some solid tumours. The other way we're looking at is to combine these with antibodies and then use the specificity of antibodies against specific cell markers that are known to be associated with cancer cells, and so that we can, you know, have more active targeting in that way. And so this is something which is currently being explored as to what are the best routes for targeting of these species.
Where in the process are these nanocages? You know, it's always the how long is a piece of string kind of question, but how far through the process from bright idea in the lab to here's a treatment that patients could receive?
We are a long way from having this as a treatment because, you know, any drug that you're going to administer into the body has a lot of regulatory hurdles. We've currently looking at developing this as an in vitro drug testing platform, so to use these for delivering drugs in cells in the lab. The other area of interest we're looking at is whether we can use these within the gastrointestinal tract. So there's a lot of difficult to treat tumours that are associated with the digestive tract, and pancreatic cancers, liver cancers, esophageal cancer, that are currently very difficult to diagnose and catch early and treat effectively. And so the idea of having a nanocage which is very visible, we can make these things highly fluorescent, and then you have the potential for endoscopic delivery rather than delivery through the bloodstream.
So you literally put a tube into the organ or the tumour and just like pop, in you go.
Yes, so you'll be able to kind of like spray the surfaces where you're trying to investigate for cancers within the patient. If they light up and stay lit up, then you will know that the cancer is there. And then what we are also hoping is that, you know, you can then perhaps combine that with directed therapy, where once you see the tumour is lit up, switch phases to blast, and then lead to drug dissolution where you want them.
Jeff Baldwin from Imperial College London.